The UN has warned that Yemen is facing the worst cholera outbreak in the world as the number of suspected cases exceeds 200,000. More than 1,300 people have died of the disease. One quarter of them are children. Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen has destroyed much of the country's infrastructure. Civilian casualties have been reported in Syria's Golan Heights after an Israeli airstrike targeted the area. A Syrian military source says the attack was carried out in support of anti-Damascus terrorists. Israel claims the assault was launched after several projectiles fired from Syria hit the occupied Golan Heights. A car bomb explosion has claimed the lives of at least 9 Syrians in the country's northern province of Idlib. 22 people have been wounded in the terrorist attacks, which targeted the town of Adana. Medics say the death is likely to rise. British officials say 34 tower blocks in 17 council areas have failed fire safety tests carried out after a recent deadly blaze that devoured a major tower in London. Some 4,000 residents in North London have also been told to vacate their apartments after their blocks were deemed unsafe. British officials are probing a cyber attack on the country's parliament after discovering unauthorized attempts to access parliamentary user accounts. Authorities temporarily restricted external access to email accounts following the attack. It's not yet clear how many people were affected. At least 2 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in the country's rest of eastern clashes with pro-Russia forces. The pro-Moscow militias blame the Ukrainian troops for initiating the fighting by violating a ceasefire accord. More than 10,000 people have been killed in Ukraine's conflict. In the German city of Hamburg, activists have staged a protest rally against G20 summit that is due to take place next month. The anti-war demonstrators marched in the streets of the city to show solidarity with refugees as well as demand an end to deportations in Europe. Clashes erupt between Venezuelan police and anti-government protesters outside an airbase in the capital, Caracas. The protesters broke guardrails near the base where a young anti-government protester was shot dead by security forces on Friday. Scores of people have been killed in the fresh wave of unrest, which began in April.